You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Klass, along with my wife, OnlyFans model and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Klass. We are here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Hey guys, Jason here. I just wanted to pop in before you listen to our show that we already recorded, just to give you a heads up and to apologize to our guest, Stasha, because we had some audio issues with this episode that we actually had to get the recording company involved with. So you're going to hear a little bit of an echo in there. That's not normal. Nothing she did, nothing we did, just hopefully in the future will be something that does not happen again. Until then, enjoy. All right. So we have our first non-friend guest.
Yes.
And hopefully she will become our friend after right. this. You know, we're going to talk today to Stasha. And Stasha has quite a bit of experience with kinks.
Right.
And kinks to me are like so... They can be so weird and so awkward, but they're also like pretty damn fun, you know?
Yeah, they're all unique for the most part. So
I completely agree. They're definitely awkward. And I've had like some very awkward requests as far as kinks go, but it's like so unique to see like all the different people and like what they're into. It's crazy.
It's amazing on like a creator side of things on how you have to figure out like, okay, how can I satisfy that kink without completely ruining my platform?
Yes, exactly.
And then because there is like, a fine line.
Definitely. There's definitely a fine line. And then it's like, so I am actually in school right now, and I am taking a psychology class. So taking psychology and then like seeing people like outside in the real world and like associating the two together, it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah.
We've gotten to the point to where Stephanie can... She can look at somebody and you know, assume quite a bit about them. So we did this. It's ridiculous, but she calls it cock stereotyping.
Yep.
You know, instead of doing dick ratings, which a lot of people do. She says, okay, I'm going to look at your dick and I'm going to guess what job you have, what car you drive,
how old
you are,
if they're married,
if you're married or not, and how many partners you've had.
Yep.
She's got a success rate that is like way higher than it should be. I like to call her the Mrs. Cleo of the cock, you know, like,
but like, I have no basis behind it. It's just like, I just take wild guesses, like just no background information.
I think that could be something that we add on to it though. Like a fetish, like is there a kink? Cause I feel like I'm at the point where I could almost look at a dick and be like, yeah, that dude's into feet.
Right, yeah, like there's just definitely like interesting like things where like maybe they subconsciously put something in the background or whatever, and then you're like, oh well, that gives it away to
something. Definitely.
So
paying attention to kinda... like what's around is definitely key.
Yep.
So is there anything that you feel like is like your bread and butter as far as like if somebody comes to you, you know, you're like, yes, that's what I'm excited about, instead of like, you know, maybe some of the ones where you're like, I'll do it, but like this is just feeling really work intensive, you know?
Right.
Honestly, toy play. I love it. Like, I don't know why it's like, but it's my favorite. Like I literally just went to Adam and Eve yesterday and bought like four more toys. Like, nice. I love it. Like, I don't know. It's crazy.
We do too. Trust. What's crazy is we probably have $10,000 or more worth of toys because over the course of 10 years, I mean, literally we were on a mission to get her to orgasm for a while orgasm differently than she was, you know? So it was like, let's just throw everything we can at it. You know? So we got things that are like, you know, a $1,200, like, what's it called? Motor bunny.
Yep.
All the way to like a love and sex machine and stuff like that. But nobody ever requests that kind of stuff from us because I guess maybe it's because I'm here. They'd rather just see the real thing than
just
you.
Watch you guys.
But that's unfortunate, because I feel like that's a big investment that we made that
doesn't get
used. Kind of going away.
Yep, it's just kind of a background piece.
Now, have you come across any of the people that are into like the being shrunken down or anything like that?
Oh yeah, and you know what? That would honestly be like my second favorite, which is crazy.
No, it's not. But, I actually, it's fun to me. It's like a fantasy world.
Right. It's
definitely fun. Yeah. It's definitely fun. It's like just hear like, I don't know, just them telling you like, yeah, degrade me, like call me this, call me that, do this. Like, it's just like, okay, that's what you want. I'll be happy to oblige.
You're like, whatever.
They've all got their own like flavor to it too. Like, we'll have some guys that'll be like, you know, hey, treat me like an ant, like I'm worthless.
Yes.
Like, step on me. Like, if you saw me, you'd just step on me. You wouldn't even think twice about it.
Right.
And what's crazy to me, what I'm seeing is like a trend, because I really think that, like you're saying, you know, the psychological aspect of this stuff, the guys that want to be ignored and degraded are the guys that are like the CEOs or the guys that have like this, they're always the best tippers.
Yes. You know?
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, so you're going to tip us $100 and then we just get to call you a piece of shit. And then you're going to tip us another $100
and then ignore you. For,
and then ignore you. Tell you you're worthless and then block you probably.
Exactly.
Like that's okay, crazy. I can get down with that.
Right. Yeah. Like, no biggie. None at all.
Right. You're like,
I feel like I've had a different point of view than a lot of guys on this. So have you ever done, have you done Sex Panther yet? Or have you looked into that?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I'm going to send you the link to it. Don't do anything.
Please do.
Consider me giving you the referral.
Okay.
Because first off, and I might take this out of the podcast because I don't want everybody hearing about it. But the first 30 days that you're on it, once they approve you, you get this boost that is like crazy.
It's
we made
wild.
$3,500 in the first month on it. After that,
it's
dropped significantly. But like, even if you're just like, hey, just give me 30 days. I mean, I don't know anybody that can't turn down, you know, an extra $3,000.
Right.
So just a heads up to you.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, and it's crazy too, because like we love sharing our knowledge with other creators and stuff. But it's one of those things where like, we'll reach out to other people looking to talk for advice or whatever. And it's not everybody is as open as sharing, you know, it's just,
You know, they're gatekeeping.
Yeah, it's gatekeeping for sure. And it's crazy. There's so much money to be had out there.
There's a lot of gatekeepers.
Yes.
But we kind of plan, you know, we feel like we're awkward enough. We were too awkward to break into the scene, but we're awkward enough to create our own scene and break in. So we'll just do it that way, you know.
Make our own crowd.
So I have a question for you guys.
Sure, go ahead.
So you said that y'all have been, like, doing this for, like, 10-plus years now?
So lifestyle-wise, swinging, kind of, like, exploring... Okay. That kind of stuff. We've been OnlyFans creators for 3 years.
3 years.
Three and a half.
Seriously, like full time for the past year and a half or so. So
what made you guys get into all of that? Like swinging and the whole shebang?
I love stories. I love exploring things. And
I love that.
Like, I don't want to like, and I feel like it's something important for her too. She was very introverted and just did not explore a lot of life.
Right.
And to me, it's if it's safe and something we can explore, then we should do it. And we started, you know, hey, we just want to go look, you know, let's just go see what this is about. And then it snowballed from there. And the stories we have are just ridiculous. And we just got to the point where like, we want to tell somebody about it. And we want to tell other people that, hey, it's okay to have these adventures. And they're not going to end in divorce. You know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what people like associate that kind of stuff with, is like, it doesn't work out in the end. And you're just going to end up finding somebody else and splitting up and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, that's not necessarily how
you find works. When you find your best friend, you get to be debaucherous together, only in a safer environment. You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. You know, I don't look
it's
at
fun.
When I got married, there was no part of my mind that was like, I'm done partying now.
This is where we're, you know, this is where we settle.
We're amping it up. Let's get this going.
Yep.
For sure. Right. I love to hear it.
I mean, that's what it should be. You know, don't settle for anything less. That's what I tell people is, you know, don't just be like, hey, you know, that person's all right. No, I don't have to get away from her, you know?
Yeah,
you do?
Yeah, I do have a boyfriend, and he's like super supportive of like my OnlyFans and like everything like that as far as that goes, because like, who doesn't love money? And I mean,
right.
As a woman, I feel like there's too many ways for us to make money out here. Like, there's no reason why a woman should not have money. And it doesn't even have to come necessarily from selling herself. There's all kinds of stuff you can do. Feet pics, panties. Yep. I used to sell my panties, socks. Like, there's many different avenues.
I do think there is a bit of a misconception, because one of the things that people tell us most often, like, so we've kind of gotten to the point now where we're successful enough with what we do that we're kind of starting to tell a few of our friends, like, people. Hey, so, you know, we're not really doing that one job we told you. We're, you know,
like, we say we're doing something, but
yeah, this is what we're
doing. This is the real story. So,
but we just kind of gotten to the point where it's, where was I getting at?
With our friends, how the feet pics.
Yes. So we tell them that, hey, we're going to, you know, this is what we're doing now. And they go, oh, you know, I always considered that, you know, I figured I'd throw a few feet pics up and make a couple $100. And be like, no, y'all don't, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. How that works.
You know, it's not like, hey, there's a foot, I want pictures of it. It's not, there's a personality attached to it.
Right.
There's a marketing plan attached to it. Every now and then I'm sure people get lucky and they'll throw something up there and it's like, boom, you know, but I would say for the average consumer, or the average person thinking, hey, I'm going to make a quick buck.
No.
That is not the way to do it.
Right.
There's definitely a lot of research that has to go into it. And a lot of trial and error as well.
But you are right. As far as there's plenty of different ways for a woman to make money. And I think one of the things that we found, and I've started so many friggin' businesses at this point in my life.
So many.
And I've been successful with all of them, but I get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm bored. I'm ready to move on to the next one.
Right.
Yeah.
The key thing in all of them is that you have to push past that point where you feel like you're treading water. You know what I mean? And you're not getting anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
You feel like no matter what you do, you're not.
It's just not working.
You're not going, you know?
Right.
And it's when you've been in that zone for enough time, that's like, you know, that's kind of where I think you're kind of like digging out of the mud and stuff.
Right.
That's when you become successful. You know, and I think there's too many girls that give up because they think they're just going to pop in and be like, okay, I'm going to throw my big toe up on screen and make a couple thousand, you know, and no, you got to push through the rejection and all that other kind of shit. If you actually want to like really make the money doing it. I mean, good Lord. We've had millions of views on the hub at this point.
Right.
But almost all of the comments that we ever get on there are negative. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like every now and then you'll get something, but it's usually like, I can't believe you only put up, you know, 2 minutes or why'd you cut off before this part? Or,
right.
Well, I can't believe you wore a condom. Like, oh yeah, what? Sorry. Sorry. We wore a condom guy that watched a free video. We should have put our health at risk for you.
So right. I'll think of that next time for you.
But I guess that was a little bit of a rant. Didn't mean to go off on the,
that's
it's not easy to be a creator. But.
Yeah, no, but it's definitely, it's not easy. So,
other than OF, is there any other avenues that you kind of, work? Like do you do stuff on obviously not through OF on the side. We don't want to talk about that, but like, you know, other avenues, I guess.
I do have a Snapchat premium.
Nice.
And I also have Instagram. And I also have Twitter. Now, as far as my Twitter goes, I haven't really like too much posted like the stuff that I would post on OnlyFans on there. I just kind of promote my OnlyFans, but I do get a lot of following from Twitter. Just because like I'll post like a little teaser pic or like I'll post like a little teaser video and like block out some stuff and just like attach my OnlyFans link to it, you know. I'm getting to the point to where I'm converting my Twitter over to that, because for a while my Twitter was kind of family oriented before I got back to all of this, and I didn't want to completely start over because I'm like, well, I already have a great following on Twitter already with this page. Right. I'll just block off the family and you know.
No, that's such a stressful move, though.
Yeah.
Did I forget anybody? How many times did you go through that list?
Oh, okay. I'm still going through that list. Like, yeah, it's crazy. But
have you been found out yet?
No. Well, actually, okay. So when I very first started OnlyFans, I was pregnant with my daughter, and there's like that was great because there's like a big market for guys who are just have like fetishes for pregnant women. So that was great. But when I first started it, I actually posted it on Facebook. And I kind of got like some backlash for that. Like, oh, you're pregnant, you're in a relationship. And I'm like, first of all, my daughter's not even here. It's not like I'm putting her in the videos, number one. Right. Number two, my boyfriend's completely supportive. He actually makes content with me. So it's not like it's a big deal. So I did get like a little bit of backlash from that. Like people know about it, but I stopped doing it for a little bit. So it kind of like went to the back burner. So I'm getting back into the routine of like posting about it. And I only posted like on Snapchat, I only posted on like my private story where there's certain people in there or stuff like that. So it's never like I have to worry about like family finding out or anything like
it's crazy that we have to, you know, be so concerned about that kind of crap, that people are so concerned with others' lives, isn't it? We have to constantly tell ourselves, it's like, you know, look, at the end of the day, you know, if everybody else leaves us, we're doing it together, so like go fuck them, you know. Right. And it sounds like it's the same thing with you and your boyfriend.
Regardless,
you guys have the same understanding.
Exactly.
Nobody else should get in between that. Mind your business.
Exactly. Like, it's not your business. If you don't want to watch, then don't
go
watch.
Go marry your third wife. You know,
right.
Third husband.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. You've been married how many times? Where's the fun?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of how we are. Yeah.
Definitely
So people, if we get people to visit your page, what can they expect to see? Are we, is there pay-per-view? You give us just kind of a brief overview. And I think what we'll try to do is we'll try to kind of make this episode like a model highlight, so to speak. Okay. So
as far as my page goes, it's as my page itself is free subscription. So everything is kind of pay-per-view. I do like post like some teasers, like, of course, you know, and it's just like, honestly, I don't want to say all over the place. It's not all over the place, but it's just a variety of things. Like, you get
softcore to hardcore.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're with your boyfriend, so there's you know, that kind of stuff they can purchase for pay-per-view too.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, because, you know, sometimes you join these pages and, you know, I'm not hating on the girls that figure out how to, you know, sell a nipple for, you know, $3,000, but
they do it.
That's, you know, it is good to know ahead of time, especially if we're going to promote somebody, you know, that your nipple's not $3,000. And if it is, you know,
that's fine.
More power to you.
Right.
Please send me some tips on how I could make my nipple worth $3,000.
Please.
Right?
Definitely not anything on that $3,000.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about or worth mentioning for you?
I do want to stress that it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It can be very stressful. It's very time consuming and kind of just, it can be a little egregious sometimes, but it's definitely not a for everybody type of thing. And it's a lot of people that think that it's so easy and, oh, you're just selling yourself. And it's like, no, it's not easy at all.
No, the amount of work we've had to put into this is unreal. There's been times, don't get me wrong, where it's like, sweet, we've worked 4 hours this week and we made a bunch.
Right.
But more often than not,
those are the easy weeks or the nice weeks.
It is not like that, you know? And I think unfortunately, a lot of the consumers also do not understand, because there's been so many people that sell themselves short these days, you know?
Yeah.
You can sell your, you know, okay, hey, take this hour-long video, 5-hour-long videos for $5, you know, because I have 3,000 videos. So, you know, how can I compete with that? Well,
right.
I can compete with that by being genuine, you know,
right.
And by when y'all reach out to us, you're going to talk to us, and our videos are going to be, you know, we're going to put effort into them because we're the ones that made them. You know, we know exactly what it was. Right. So I feel like, you know, at least we got that going for us. And it sounds like you probably got that going for you too.
Yeah, definitely.
but like you said, like when you have your good weeks, it's good. But when you have your bad weeks, it's like, it's defeating. You want to like,
what am I doing wrong?
You don't know. Right. You're like, okay, maybe, you know, I'm not cut out for this. And then you'll have like another good day and you're like, okay, all right. Like, got to take the good with the bad. Right. Yes, you just got to like, you know, got to have that, you know,
right balance. Before Easter, you had like a day that was like almost $1,000 day just from like, just randomly out of nowhere. And then the next day it was Easter and it was like zero, and you were just walking around the house so defeated, like nothing to do was making money. I'm like, just chill.
Like Saturday, I was walking around, like, you know, I'm like, I got this, I could do this, and then it was like the next day, it was just like, what did I do wrong? Like, I think I made like $14 or something, and I'm like, this is crazy how like it goes from like the big extremes, and
I definitely
was just walking around like just completely defeated. So that kind of sucks.
That's
not the like steady, stable, you know, like regular, like hourly job. It's like you have to like really grind and like show, like
You know, things too. Like sometimes we'll be on streaming and be like, okay, well, we've been on this for 20 minutes. We're going to have to switch to another platform. You know, we can't keep gambling on not making the money on here, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Give ourselves a time limit and then go from there. But all right. Well, I will take the picture that you sent me, all your links. We'll get you up on everything and we'll share you as well. If there is anything else you want to add, you let us know. And if you ever want to talk to us again, you know how to schedule with us. We're basically, I came from the background of being a professional musician. My whole thing is accept every opportunity that comes my way to kind of perfect what we're doing here. You know, be able to talk to people and make it the best product we can. So, you know, we're always open to talking more. If you need more promotion or you have something else to discuss, just let us know.
Yep. Awesome. Sounds great. I think I made some new friends today.
All right.
So too.
Yeah.
It was great talking to you. Thank you so much.
You guys too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which is our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/StephanieClass. Fansly.com/StephanieClass. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with. Because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX.
So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's
would
exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop.
We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.